was a man after God's own heart, but he sinned against God. He had to come back to God to be renewed, to be reconciled.
Someone said I was appointed preacher, but anyway, I didn't know how to take that. But, you know, it's kind of like some people say that they can carry a tune, and that's true. They just have trouble unloading it, and that's kind of the way it is with some preachers. I guess anyone can do it, but I always like to kind of look back over that before I get up. But anyway, we appreciate you being here tonight. How many of you have ever carried an IOU in your billfold? Anybody? How many of you have IOUs in your billfold tonight? Anybody? You know, I guess IOUs are all right. There are some IOUs that we should get rid of, however, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. You know, forgiveness is a big issue with God. And unfortunately, I know a lot of people who are carrying around IOUs in their wallet, spiritually speaking. It may be towards someone who said something to you. It hurts your feelings. Or it may be someone who did something to you. Could be the fact that maybe they didn't do something that you felt that they should do. I have known for a long time that God's forgiveness of our sins and our transgression is equal to our willingness to forgive others of transgressions. For in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, Jesus said, "For if you do not forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will not forgive you of your trespasses. If you do not forgive them, he will not forgive you." And then he further said in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, 25 and 26, "And when you stand praying, forgive. For you, if you have anything against a brother, so that your Father who is also in heaven may forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions." Now, brethren, that's pretty simple. You know, we all sometimes have been offended. I don't know about you. I've had my share of offenses. And I'll be honest with you here tonight to tell you that perhaps maybe I know that I have said some things maybe that offended other people too. And sometimes I've never apologized for speaking truth. And when truth offends, I've never apologized for that. But if it's something that I said that might have offended someone in some way other than telling them the truth about the Word of God, then I would be apologetic about it. We cannot apologize for what God's Word teaches, however. But all of us know the purpose of IOUs. The reason you carry them around in your wallet is because you know someone owes you something, or maybe you owe them something to remind you. I've carried them around in my wallet to remind me that I owed someone something else. For some reason, maybe borrowed money from them. And so maybe you're carrying that IOU around. Maybe you stick it up on the bulletin board to remind you, hey, I owe you. I owe you something. I want you to think with me tonight on IOUs and IOUs that we need to get rid of. We ought to tear up, first of all, the IOUs that we hold towards someone who said something unkind to us. Several years ago, I heard a statement that said, "Two wrongs never make a right," and that's true. But for some reason or another, we have the desire oftentimes to get back at someone for something that they did. And we are not content to just get even, as we say, with people. We want to get ahead of them. If they hurt us, we want to hurt them doubly hard. We want to hit them in such a way as that they would never, ever forget it. But Jesus said, we cannot hold anything against a brother. I was talking with a young man yesterday who had recently gone through a divorce. And he lived up at Frankston, and we were at a birthday party, and he began to pour out his life to me and tell me a little bit about what had gone on. He had custody of his little five-year-old boy. And I asked him how he was able to get custody of that five-year-old boy. And he says, well, my wife didn't want him. And said, but I wanted him. I wanted him. And said, my wife's lifestyle was not the kind that was good. And she was involved in a lot of things. And he said, I believe in God, and I believe in trying to live the right kind of life. And I wanted to get my son away from that environment. But he said, preacher, he said, I'll tell you. He said, I have forgiven her. Because I knew in order for me to move on with my life, I had to put that behind me. And I had to get rid of it. It was not something that I could dwell on. And he said, you know, we are civil to each other. That does not mean that I hate her. I don't know her feelings toward me, but I don't hate her. I have put it behind me, and I'm moving on with my life. I don't hold any IOUs toward her. I've had people tell me, well, if it's the last thing I do, I will get him back, or I will get her back. There is no way that you can get even. Someone said that people do odd things to get even. We need to remember that when a person says something about you or toward you or about someone else, he will be held responsible for his words. For Jesus in the book of Matthew 12 and 37 said, he says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. There was a group of people touring Yellowstone Park one time, and they watched a grizzly bear eating some food that had been set out for him by the attendants. And suddenly a skunk appeared on the scene and boldly began to steal some of that food. And since the sightseers had been told that all the animals in the park were afraid of the grizzly bear, they asked him how this little creature dared to get so close. And their guide replied, oh, the bear is disturbed by it and would like to take out his vengeance on the impudent skunk. But he knows the high cost of getting even. You know, if we stop and really thought about the high cost of getting even with other people, we probably could withhold our vengeance. You need to take out that IOU and get rid of it. Tear it up. It's not worth it. And that brings us to the second point. To tear up the IOU being held against someone who acted unkindly toward you. Have you ever had anybody act unkindly toward you? Sure you have. We all have. And sometimes people act unkindly toward us without even thinking. You know, I was in a hurry this morning. Someone came up out there, and they were telling me something, and I felt really, really bad about that. And I was rushing around there. Glenda Baskin, you're the woman I'm talking about here tonight, and I have to apologize to you because you were telling me, and Glenda had been in the hospital for a short time this week, and was telling me about it, and I was scurrying around and rushing around trying to get things together this morning for the service. And, you know, and I was listening to her, and I thought, well, I bet Glenda thinks I'm an imbecile or something. I mean, I didn't act like I was interested or anything else. And I was going to talk to you tonight about it, but this is a public confession. So anyway, I do want to apologize to you for that. But sometimes we do things like that, and we don't do it intentionally, but it just happens. And so, you know, I hope you don't have an IOU for me tonight. But We do not have a right before God to repay evil for evil. We don't. Jesus said, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I saw a sign the other day in a doctor's office that said, if we all practiced an eye for an eye, everybody in America would be blind. And you know what? That's true. There are times when people have acted hatefully toward us. I've had my share of that. People are unkind. They are. But you know what? I'm not going to quit the church over it. I've known a lot of people that have. Sometimes when people maybe say things, I've had people tell me, well, I'm just going to quit church. I'm not going to come back. They're unfriendly down there. They don't treat me right. All these kind of things. Every now and then someone quits attending the services of the church because someone hurt their feelings. We ought to remember that it wasn't God who hurt your feelings. It wasn't God. You know, that's kind of like the boss saying something to you that hurts your feelings, and you say, well, I'm not going home to my wife and my kids. The boss hurt my feelings. People are funny. You know, what you do is you allow that person to come between you and God. People say sometimes, oh, the church is full of hypocrites. And sometimes people feel that way realistically, and they say, well, you know, I'd go down there, but the church, there's too many hypocrites down there. And what you do in actuality is you're saying that, hey, you know, I'm not going to go worship God because there are hypocrites down there, and I'm going to let that hypocrite come between me and worshiping God. You ought to ask yourself these questions, and you begin to think, well, you know, I have hurt feelings. And folks, I want to tell you something. You'll always have hurt feelings. You will go through life, and people will be hurting your feelings. And sometimes people wear their feelings right up here. They do. They'll hurt your feelings at the job. Listen, your wife may hurt your feelings, or your husband may hurt your feelings, or your children may hurt your feelings. That may hurt your feelings in the church, in the world, at the ball game. But you don't quit. Let me ask you a question. When you say, well, you know, my feelings got hurt, did anyone spit on you? They did on Jesus. Did anyone beat you on the back? They did our Lord. Did anyone press a crown of thorns on your head that caused excruciating pain? They did my Savior. Did anyone hang you on a cross? They did our Lord. And so when, you know, if there was anyone who ever had a right to hold IOUs, it was Jesus. But Jesus said, forgive. And when the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray, he said, well, let me tell you what you do. He said, you acknowledge God, first of all, in your prayer. And you say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You ask for your daily bread. But by the way, do not forget to say to God in that prayer, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. When Paul wrote to Titus in the third chapter of that little book or epistle in verse 3, he said, in times past, he said, you were hateful and you were hating one another. But after the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward all men appeared, he said, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Sometimes I stop and think, you know, when you get your feelings hurt and maybe people say something or they do something, instead of maybe thinking about that initial hurt or something they did, sometimes I think it'd be wise for us to stop and think, you know, when was the last time I hurt somebody? Maybe something I did or something I said. And how that person felt. Maybe he felt like I felt when they hurt my feelings. We all have to watch our words. We all have to watch what we say. We all have to watch what we do. Jesus said to do good to them that hate you and speak reproachfully of you, even when they do it falsely. That's what he said. You know why that's true? You know why that's so true? It really is true. People who know you would know it's false. And nothing you could say would ever satisfy the minds of those who don't like you and have contempt for you. The Bible again says in Proverbs 25 and 22 that when you love one who does wrong to you, then you shall heap coals of fire upon his head. A little lady one time went to a counselor because she was upset with her husband and because of something that he had done. And so the counselor said, look, I want you to go home. She said, first of all, for this week, I want you to go home, and I want you to be the nicest person you could possibly be to your husband. I want you to, even if he acts hatefully towards you, I want you to love him. He said, I want you to have meals on the table when he comes in. I want you to do everything in the world. You just go out of your way to be extremely kind and be the kind of wife that God says that you ought to be. And then I want you to come back this same time next week. And she came back and he says, well, he said, when are you getting the divorce? And she said, divorce? Why, she said, I don't want a divorce. And he said, you don't? You came in here the other day telling me you wanted a divorce. And she said, yes, but you know what? My husband changed this week. And he had changed because she had changed. And you know, everybody needs to change. We have to forgive. We have to get beyond perhaps feelings. I like what Paul writes in in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, he says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know how you deal with people who act unkindly to you and people who say things and people who are selfish? Is love them anyway. That's what God did. You'll lose your peace of mind if you don't. Someone wrote, as a matter of fact, Duke University did a study on peace of mind and found that there were a number of things that would actually contribute to a person's emotional and mental stability if they practice them. I want to share these with you tonight in closing. First of all, we need to get rid of all the suspicion and the resentment that we have toward others. Nursing a grudge is a major factor in your unhappiness. And when you hold that grudge, you're letting someone else destroy your happiness. Number two, not living in the past. An unwholesome preoccupation with the mistakes and the failures of the past will lead you to be depressed. Number three, not wasting time and energy fighting conditions that you cannot change. We need to cooperate with life instead of trying to run from it. But number four, force yourself to stay involved in the living world. And don't become a recluse. Refuse to indulge in self-pity when life hands you a raw deal. We've all had our share. Accept the fact that nobody gets through life without sorrow and misfortune. And cultivate the old-fashioned virtues of love and humor and loyalty. Then last of all, find something bigger than yourself to believe in. Self-centered, egotistical people score lowest on the test of happiness. And it is true. Get rid of it. Get rid of the IOUs. Get rid of the IOUs, thirdly, for those who neglect you. You ever been neglected? Well, we all have. Maybe you were sick and in the hospital and you didn't get a card, or maybe you lost a loved one and nobody even called you or even sent you a card to say, look, I'm concerned about you. You felt neglected. And so you have IOUs for the whole church. And we hold that grudge and we'll carry it with us to the grave. God again says, do not hold animosity toward anyone. You know, the early church encountered problems with their widows of all things in the church in the book of Acts chapter 6. And the Grecian widows were being neglected. I can only imagine maybe how they felt by the Hebrews. IOUs were not made for people. If the truth were known tonight, maybe in your heart, you probably do have an IOU. You haven't written it down, but it's written in your heart. It is. And it's hard for you to maintain the Spirit of Christ with it there. Someone said, forget each kindness that you do as soon as you have done it. Forget the praise that falls to you as soon as you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer, wherever you may meet it. Remember every kindness done to you, whatever its measure. Remember praise by others won. And pass it on with pleasure. Remember every promise made and keep it to the letter. Remember those who lend and aid and be a grateful debtor. Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living and forget each worry and distress. Hopeful and forgiving. Remember good, remember truth, remember heavens above you. And you will find through age and youth true joys and hearts that love you. We've all had our share. We have. People hurt us, sometimes unintentional, but nonetheless we're hurt. But you get over it, folks. Why do you carry that around in your heart? Why do you allow those kind of things to rob you every day of happiness that God wants you to have? Can't be happy. Not like that. Get rid of it. And when you get rid of it, you'll feel better. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll feel better physically. Because I'm going to tell you something. Carrying IOUs like that around in your heart will make you physically sick. You'll wonder why you're physically sick. You'll wonder what's wrong with you. Get rid of it. It'll help your emotional stability. It will enhance your spiritual life and make you the kind of person that God can use. So if you're here tonight and you're carrying IOUs, let me suggest you unload them right now. And you can bring them all right up here. You don't have to tell what they are, but you can just get rid of them right up here. And we'll pray with you that God would help you do that. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. Because when you've been hurt, hurt is hurt. But you still have to get rid of it. Can't dwell on it. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not a Christian. And maybe you've not become a Christian because you feel like God dealt with you unfairly in life. Or maybe some Christian did and you don't want to be a part of people like that. Get rid of that. Allow God to forgive you. But he won't forgive you until you forgive others. So tonight, if you believe that honestly in your heart of hearts and you're willing to repent and confess Jesus tonight as Lord and Savior and
Be baptized for the remission of your sins, and God will take away the hurt out of your life. And you'll find a new joy that's been missing for a long, long time. While we stand and while we sing.